Welcome to these additional episodes of Your Pregnancy Week by Week. We're going to provide information about things you may want to know about before baby's birth and in the weeks and months after baby arrives. Dr. Glade Curtis and I hope these discussions will help you and your partner settle into your new roles as parents. The information in these episodes is a general informative guide. None of the information we provide is intended to replace, countermand, or conflict with the advice given to you by your own doctors. Always follow his or her advice. Use the information you learn here as a starting place in your dialogue to help you put your life with baby and after pregnancy concerns, questions, or interests into words. Each episode will cover one topic. Our discussions are intended to help guide you through the many new experiences awaiting you. So let's get started on this discussion. We're going to talk about your newborn and sleep. Baby sleeps a lot in the first few weeks, usually between 14 and 18 hours a day, sometimes more. When my son was born, I couldn't believe how much he slept. When I discussed it with his pediatrician, he chuckled and said some babies need more sleep than others. In a few short weeks, Ian was waking up more, and I finally relaxed. Sleep gives baby energy. She'll slip between waking and sleeping with little regard for day or night. Most newborns don't sleep longer usually than 5 hours at one stretch. In another 6 to 8 weeks, she'll sleep longer at night and will be awake more during the day. Exposing her to daylight during the day and putting her in a dark room at night can help establish this pattern. She won't sleep as deeply as she will when she gets a bit older. It's not necessary to put your baby in a dark room when she naps. Daylight won't keep her awake. And don't make everyone be quiet or walk on tiptoes when she's asleep. Let her become used to regular household sounds. You'll be glad you did when she gets older. The American Academy of Pediatrics recommends baby sleep in her parents' room in a bassinet or crib for at least 4 to 6 months to help reduce the incidence of SIDS, sudden infant death syndrome. The theory is baby sleeps more lightly because there's movement around her. You may be advised by a friend or relative to put baby on her tummy so she'll sleep better. Don't. We know back is best. Put your baby on her back every time you put her down. Studies show a normal baby doesn't usually have problems choking or aspirating vomit if she spits up because she has a well-developed gag reflex. Research shows sleeping on the back lowers the chance of various problems, especially SIDS. Exceptions to this rule may be premature babies with breathing problems, babies with certain upper airway problems, babies with defects of the nose, throat, or mouth, or babies with swallowing or vomiting problems. If your baby experiences any of these, discuss the situation with her doctor. It's not unusual for infants to have short pauses in breathing. Your baby may hold her breath for a short time called periodic breathing. It's okay if she does this occasionally for less than 10 seconds, then resumes breathing on her own. It occurs because the part of the brain that controls breathing is not fully developed. Periodic breathing is not linked with SIDS. Some babies suffer from sleep apnea, a temporary cessation of breathing while asleep. These pauses are too long and the heart slows too much. Sleep apnea is more common in premature babies born before 37 weeks or low birth weight infants. Babies usually outgrow the condition. If you believe your baby is experiencing sleep apnea, make note of the frequency and duration of the episodes. Call your pediatrician and let him or her know of your concern. If your doctor believes there's a problem, he or she will suggest a solution. Some parents use intercom systems or sleep apnea monitors to alert them to problems. A word of caution, don't have baby sleep with you in your bed. Studies show it isn't safe. The American Academy of Pediatrics suggests parents always put baby in her own bed to sleep. Nursing baby in your bed is okay if you put baby back in her bed before you fall asleep. Sleeping in the same bed can cause many problems. The most serious is suffocation of baby, which occurs more often on weekends. Parents may relax their sleep and bed routines during the weekend. They want to sleep in, so they bring baby into bed with them. Don't let your baby become a statistic. Always put her to sleep on her back and always in her own bed. If you want to find out more about this podcast, visit our website, yourpregnancyweekbyweek.com. If you're looking for something specific, check out the podcast topics list. Follow us on social media for updates, new podcast episodes, and important information. Visit Your Pregnancy Week by Week, all one word, on Facebook and Instagram. If you'd like to read about baby, check out our book, Your Baby's First Year Week by Week. We cover many subjects dealing with baby in a weekly format, and each week is a fairly quick read.